Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Hundreds of children are, well, they're still actually in limbo. They're well back at school at this stage, but they're still in limbo over school bus places. Bus spots that have been paid for, but a seat in the bus that they've yet to receive. Anto is with us on the line today. Anto, what's your situation?
Hi, Andrea. Thanks for giving me the chance to talk on this issue. Look, I think all your listeners will understand the simple desire of a parent to get the kids to school in a safe and affordable manner every day. Well, for the 80 or so kids from our village of Ardmore and Grange, that just isn't an option. They go to Dungarvan every day to school, and currently there's only two ways they can do it. One is a private bus that costs €40 a week. That's like €1,400 per child per year. So if you've got three kids going, that's €4,200. And the second option is that you drive all the way up to the side of the N25, one of the busiest and most dangerous stretches of roads in the country, where in chaotic scenes every morning, parents have to try to find parking by the side of the road and load their kids onto three buses that have to do U-turns and everything. And the stretch of road is infamous for low visibility and fog in winter time. And just the icing on the cake, there isn't anywhere close to enough tickets on those buses anyway for the kids. So we're left in a very difficult situation, and the people of Ardmore have made their position clear by turning out in two large protests now to just ask for a simple solution to send two of those buses down to the village of Ardmore to pick up our kids.
Is your child currently on the private bus then, Anto?
He is. My child is on the private bus. Tom, he's just started first year. I have another one coming along in a couple of years, so that I'll have two on that bus if that's the only option. And that is just not... A lot of parents in Ardmore haven't got a car, quite a few parents that we're dealing with. So they have no option but the private bus whatsoever. And so they're the people who rely on public buses the most are being let down the worst.
And has your son always gone on a private bus?
Well, he's only started in first year.
He's only started secondary, right.
But there has been a private bus. But the situation, there has been a private bus. And in some ways, that's left us there and off the hook, you know, but there's a lot more kids now in Ardmore going to school this year. There's a big sixth class, and in Grange from last year. So the numbers are huge, which means that the public bus on the side of the road is particularly chaotic. So can you imagine so many parents trying to pull up the side of a national road every morning? So yes, the private bus has been running for a few years, but it's just a massive drain on parents, and they've had enough.
You've been protesting about this. What luck have you had with that?
Yeah, we've had great coverage, I think, and we've also had good response from a lot of local and national politicians. Like 210 people in Ardmore, it's a very small village, turned up for a protest. That's 50% of the population. My wife, who grew up in the village, said she never saw anything like it marching down Main Street in Ardmore. And we've had a good response. We've had Marco Cossig from the Greens. We've had David Cullinan and Colin McGuinness and Sinn Féin, really working Mary Butler. They're all working on the issue, so we're hopeful, but we need to see movement. We're 2 weeks and 3 weeks into school now, and parents just can't afford it, and the chaos on the side of the road is an accident waiting to happen on the side of the N25.
But as it stands at the moment, there is a bus service. It's just that it's a private one. It's not a publicly funded one.
Well, like I said, there is currently two options. One is the private one, and one is driving all the way up to the side of a road. So,
okay.
But it's a chaotic situation, and a very expensive, and people are like using up a lot of their incomes, some people, on this private bus because they've no option.
Stay with me, Anto, if you don't mind, for a moment. I think we've Carl on the line as well. Carl, where are you based?
I'm also based in Ardmore, Andrea.
Okay.
I'm in a slightly different situation to Anto in that I've been fortunate enough to get my child onto the bus that leaves from the N25. They are concessionary places. But again, for me, every year it's a lottery as to whether my child gets a concessionary place on that bus. So I could potentially be faced with either having to put my child onto the private bus that Anto spoke of, or every morning I have to drive the 8 kilometres up to the chaos that is the bus pickup point on the N25 to drop off my children and collect them then in the evening. So that's where I am.
What do you mean by it's a concessionary place, Carl?
Basically, I'm not sure if you're aware of the eligibility criteria that are in place in terms of whether you're entitled to a place on a school bus. So there are a certain number of places that if you live a certain distance from your nearest secondary school, you're guaranteed a place on your public school bus. But here in Ardmore, our nearest secondary school is actually in Youghal, County Cork. But we're here in County Waterford, and I'm not aware of any child in the village that is going to the school in Youghal. There's a single school in Youghal. So after they've given everybody their places who are entitled to their places based on distance on the bus into Dungarvan, if there are any spare places, they will give them to people who have applied for concessionary places. It's pretty much a lottery as to whether you get those places or not. So every kind of every year, every June, July, and they're going, are we on the bus? Are we not on the bus? Do I have to drop them every morning? Do I not? Do I have to suddenly find the money, as Anto pointed out, of I have two children of 80 euros. Well, for me, it would be 80 euros a week.
For two.
I have two children, do you know? So that's, you know, that's the kind of situation we're facing.
When did you get word that you'd got this concessionary spot on the bus, Carol, for this year?
I got word in about July. I got an email to say I had gotten my concessionary place. So at least for me, it was a relief. But I mean, as Anto pointed out, we have 40 plus children in the village who are being forced to pay 40 euros a week. And then there's a number of us then who are forced to, you know, find a way of getting our children from the village, the 8 kilometres up to Kiley's Cross. You know, I'm fortunate in that I'm around, I can do it. But there's a number of parents who don't have access to cars, who are maybe gone to work at the time that they need to get their children to Kiley's Cross. It's the name of the pickup point.
It might be a sort of a simplistic approach to this, Carol, but is it just a case that, you know, would one more bus solve the problem here?
Basically, what we want is a bus that can facilitate the 40 plus children in Ardmore Village coming the 8 kilometres a little bit further down the road to pick up those children in a safe place. That's all we want. One more bus, you know, one large bus would essentially sort the problem.
There's close to about 900 school children right around the country at the moment that are without a space on a school bus, despite the fact that the school term has already commenced. And in a lot of cases, I understand the parents have already paid for some of these spots, or certainly have been told that they will be getting a seat on the bus. Mm-hmm. It's 1800 453 106. That's the number. I want to talk to parents about this today. I think if we Robbie with us on the line. Robbie, good afternoon.
Hello, Andrea. How are you?
Good. It's your grandchild that's affected, is that right?
Yeah, my grandson. Now, he's lucky enough that he's not in the Friary in Dungarvan, because he can get the day shilling right from Ardmore to Dungarvan, right? Now, the day shilling is a very handy little bus, but it's not a school bus, right? Now, the problem that I see here is, how will I say it? CIE, right, would usually have the buses, right? That would be a school bus. They come into Ardmore every day, twice a day, with a double-decker bus, and there's two people maybe on it, right? Why can't they put that up there for the school bus? That they leave from here, pick up the people in Pilltown, Clashmore, wherever they have to collect them, right? And not charge 40 euros a week per child. I mean, it's ridiculous. I know a lot of people here now, right, that 40 euros, you got two kids, that's 80 euros a week.
Mm.
Whereas the concessionary, right, might be 75 a year, right?
So why not use the double-decker bus?
Yeah, I don't understand it.
So how does your grandchild, get in, Robbie, in and out of school?
He gets in on the day shilling, right? But it's only a matter of a few seats on the day shilling, right? And that'll take him to Abbott's Quay, right? Then he has to walk up to the school. So he's missing the 3/4 of the first class in school and 1/4 of the last class in order to catch the bus back home, right? So he's in 6th year. It's not a good idea to be missing that much schooling, right? But my point is, my grandchildren, right? I've got 5 more coming up that'll be using the buses eventually. You have Ardmore, which is only growing, we hope, as long as we get houses, but that's another story. But what the problem is, you've got a school in Youghal, right? It's a nice school, a lovely school, but it's three schools merged into the one. And when my son, over 20 years ago, went in there, right? It was already overpacked. There's too many children in y'all school to facilitate our kids. Do you understand? There's
right.
five schools in Dungarvan
okay.
that you can choose. And you can choose either the sporting school, which would be Friary, and they're scientific and all that. But Aisialink won't bring you out there.
So you're picking the school based on the route of the transport, basically.
Yeah. And to a certain extent, I mean, like I said, y'all is full. I don't care what anybody else says.
Right,
y'all
okay.
is full, right? They can't physically take any more at the moment.
Okay.
Because, I mean, if they take 40 or 50 more kids, that's going to
okay.
put them
but,
at
but
a
But just go back to the bus issue just, Robbie, for a moment. So your grandchild okay. he's on the station link at the moment, but ideally
yeah.
it's the concessionary buses, as Carol
oh, yeah.
mentioned, is what you need. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's definite.
What about you, Eileen? You're in Mead. What's the story there?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, no, our situation is that we, in our area, we're in a small townland called Racor, and up until last year and historically, we've had to depend on private operators to get our kids to the post-primary schools in Trim. Now, a lot of, historically, a lot of our children, like even since I was going to school, and that's 30-odd years ago, we went to Trim. There's a few schools there that have good choices for people, and so we've always had to pay privately, and up until last year we were paying €33 per child to for our kids to get to the Trim secondary schools. So we just kind of came together last year as a group in our area, and with the help of Pádraig Tobin and his office, Una, in there, we managed. What we got off Bus Éireann was that they gave us concessionary tickets, but not for a pickup point at our area. We either got concessionary tickets for a pickup point 10 kilometres away at Aher Cross, or else some people got them at Rathmullyne. So, which is not a solution to our problem at all. But
no.
we're putting up with it at the minute, because you know we're just sick of paying the huge private bus fees.
And what,
we can't sustain
is there,
it.
Is
like,
there a sort of a carpool then to the,
yeah,
the meeting
well,
point in the morning
well, no,
or something?
Yeah, no, parents are just having to get them there every morning, like, you know, which is just crazy, like, and it's putting parents under a lot of pressure. So what we're looking for is, we're looking for Bus Éireann to actually look at this problem, to look at our situation and apply a bit of common sense. You know, all it needs is a bit more capacity on the route, maybe, and just to extend the route. If they, you know what I mean? If they want to, but what we want is, we want Racor, if they do extend the route, we want Racor down as an official pickup point, and we want our tickets to be confirmed tickets.
But it's not a lottery, as Carol mentioned, every year.
Yeah,
you don't know where you start.
We're all, so in our group, like last year, we all got concessionary, right? So as the other people said there, concessionary is you're living on your nerves for the whole summer, basically. You know, that we, some of us were only let know 5 days before our children were due to go back to the
really?
Secondary schools that, we had a place on the bus. And then there's two families in our group that have, were told, no, there's no seats for your kids this year.
So then you
three
just
kids there.
Find a solution.
They don't have a seat on the bus this year. And there's, in our area alone at the minute, there's 21 children that that need a seat.
21.
And, yeah, and there's more coming on board next year. There's going to be even more demand. So we're going to be in a worse situation next summer, because there'll be more of us that won't get the seat. So this, we just can't live with this every year, like, you know. It's not fair to people.
And I presume a lot of listeners getting in touch, I could probably hazard a guess at the answer to this, but I assume, Eileen, cycling isn't an option.
Oh, God, no. Like, we're in a rural area,
yeah,
and it's 20 minutes in the car to get to Trim,
right,
okay?
Sure, it's not a hope,
so,
hell, yeah.
No, not a hope. No way, like, you know. And, you know, so, like, we... We're looking for our Racor to be an official pickup point, and then for our ticket to be confirmed.
But Padraig Tobin, you know? who's leader of the ANTU party, is with us on the line. And I know this is the area that Eileen's talking about, Padraig, that you're in. But surely there's a better system, a better way to do this than having a sort of a national bus ticket lottery every summer.
This is the most frustrating thing that my office deals with on an annual basis, and it literally happens every single year. And we've had to run, you know, significant protests of children walking country roads in high vis, you know, 17 kilometres from towns like Bliver and Kildallky before, to force the government to provide the necessary bus services for them. And now we're dealing with, obviously, Rathcore and obviously another campaign in the north of the county in Nobber as well. And, you know, it doesn't make sense. Because the government are telling people, use public transport. The government are actually hiking up fuel in terms of taxes to force people to use public transport. And here we are around the country where we have thousands of people crying out for public transport in their areas, and the government are refusing to do it. And they're using a system that's based on the 1960s. Instead of saying, where there is need, we will provide buses.
Well, now, to that point, I'm reading in the Daily Mail today, a spokesperson for the Department of Education say the difficulties have arisen. In some cases, it's all down to a lack of driver or contractor availability. There were zero bids in some cases for operators to take on these routes.
OK, so the first thing to remember here is often there are private buses going these directions, which means there is capacity within the system. So what the government needs to do is talk to those private bus operators and find a way where they're either they can supplement the cost of the journey or bring them into the contracts. Now, you know, I've mentioned this a couple of times before. If you want to employ somebody at News Talk or at any other business throughout the country, you have to provide an attractive recruitment policy. That means that pay, terms and conditions have to be decent. And if you do that, you will be able to get people to work. But the government won't do that in this circumstance. And in actual fact, some of the contracts are so difficult that many of the public, the contracting companies, can't afford to actually provide a bus for government under the price of fuel, etc. as well. So there is the capacity. We know the buses are running, but the government are refusing to make it attractive enough for these people to be able to be employed to deliver the service. And, you know, it's really frustrating because the departments are not talking to each other. You know, in the Nobber situation, the Department of Education built a massive new school with plenty of capacity.
Right.
The parents want to go to the Nobber school, but they're being told to go to the school in RD, which is full. So they can only get a school bus to a full school, and yet they can't get a school bus a kilometre, half a kilometre further to
availability.
A bus with the capacity.
Listener here says, I'm listening to this discussion. It's the same chaos at the moment in Galway City and the Upper Ballymuneen Road. There's no bus route for children and the general public. There is a school with over 1,000 kids, but they've no bus route at all. A bus company has the licence to operate a route, but they've nowhere to turn the bus. Children, everybody have to walk up and down this steep hill, cross over a busy roundabout to access a bus in neighbouring Knocknacarra. I think it's scandalous, says this texter. Pam, what's your story?
So basically, my daughter was offered a concession ticket. So we live in Ballybuckle and her school is in Swords. And when I got the ticket, I seen the pickup point was Rollerstown. And I says, OK, maybe they had it wrong. So I rang them. And they were like, oh no, that's where her pickup point is. So basically, they're expecting my daughter to walk an hour and a half every morning on an old country, very busy road to get a bus. So I rang them back like about 10 or 20 times now. They've been really unhelpful. And someone told me that I was getting in contact with the contractor who has the bus and asked them would they pick her up. So I got in touch with them and they said that Bus Air won't allow them to change the routes. But the bus goes through Ballybuckle to Rollerstown to pick up the kids. So I don't understand why they won't allow. I don't know who does the geographical location map, because how they're expecting children to walk an hour and a half, and then there's another bus that brings kids to Lusk, and they're expecting all the kids to stop on a main road where all the parents have to drive the kids. There's huge traffic now in the morning, busy road, kids are getting out, it's very dangerous. So I don't know what they're doing, but it's an absolute joke. So now I have to rely on my daughter to get a private bus to school, which costs them more money now.
What age is she, Pam?
She is 12. So they expect a 12-year-old to walk an hour and a half every morning on a busy road, back road to Rollerstown. and I can't drop her because I've other kids in different schools and I'm in work and stuff. So we rely on this bus, that she has to get the bus to school or else she won't get to school. So I've sent them emails, I've sent them the exact coordinations, where she has to walk. They don't reply, they don't ring you back. I've had TDs to get onto them, they don't respond to TDs. It's an absolute joke. I don't know, it's like a children's safety at the end of the day. They don't care, you know. I'm very annoyed over it.
I can understand the frustration. I mean, the other point I'm hearing today too from listeners is that if you've some parents who had already seemingly bought, am I right in saying they bought spaces or got spaces, paid for spaces, I suppose is what I'm trying to say, and now parents are wondering, you know, if the children who've already paid for the service, are they going to get will they receive a refund? Now the department seemed to be saying on that there is a kind of a special interim grant available to parents that will assist with the cost of transport until a service is fully secured. If you're wondering and you're just joining us, it would appear that it's a lack of driver or contractor availability. Zero bids were received in some cases for a service despite repeated efforts to procure one. That is what a spokesperson for the Department of Education is saying about all of this. If you want to tell me about your own story, if your child is waiting to try and get a spot in a school bus, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. That is the email address. Pam, also Patter to Bean, Eileen, Carol, Anto and Robbie, thanks a million for sharing your stories with us on the programme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.